Well, a good Wednesday morning to you, and I want to welcome you to Wheat Among the Tares, our program here from the studios of Gethsemane Global Radio in Lexington, South Carolina. Thank you for joining us this morning. Blessing to have you. If you're listening in, maybe for the first time, I appreciate you joining us. And speaking of joining us, Pastor Steve Williamson, welcome to the studio this morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you, brother, as well as all of you listening today. Thank you for being on the broadcast.
It is a blessing indeed. And I'm very thankful, of course, this time of year. Pastors, you well know, this is a time when we think about giving. And we're recording this close to Christmas and about a week or so before. As I was thinking earlier, as we were in a time of prayer, I was thinking about the subject of just what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to be talking with Brother Tim Falk, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. But I was thinking about just how blessed we are here in America, and sometimes I tend myself to focus on problems that I'm having.
Sure.
And I was just reminded by the Lord to say, hey, wait a minute, the things that you think, and they're real to me.
Yes, sir.
But there's folks that are going through far deeper trials and tribulations.
Certainly.
that I'm not going through.
Yes, sir.
And yet we're in a position that we can pray for those. And
amen.
I want to take that comment and I want to springboard that into a conversation. Brother Tim Falk, who is no stranger to Wheat Among the Tares, he is with Reach International Ministries out of Midland, Michigan. And Brother Tim, our dear brother and friend in the Lord, welcome to Wheat Among the Tares, my brother.
Well, thank you, Brother Blake, and thank you, Pastor Williamson.
Yes, sir, brother.
Brother Tim, you heard my comments, and you know, this the things that are going on right now, particularly with you and the heartbeat that you have for the nation of Myanmar or Burma, and we've said it many times. Brother, just the needs that are there, the things that folks go through there, things that we know nothing about here in our country, and yet you know, we're called upon to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And Pastor, I know you have preached many times on that particular subject.
Sure.
Brother Tim, let's start first of all with, and I know you just made a trip to Myanmar. I tell you what, why don't you just go ahead and kind of give us a background of the recent trip that you had there, what you were able to accomplish, and then we will delve into just politically what's going on with the country, and then from there we'll springboard into some of the particular brethren there and some of the things they're going through.
Well, it turns out, brother, that our timing, though we didn't know it, was impeccable because we went to the Philippines and then went all over to Burma. This would have been the last week of October, first week of November. And, you know, things, of course, are different now than they were back in 2015 up until 2020 when we were there. But as of February 1st, 2021, of course, the military overthrew the duly elected government there. Things went into a tailspin. Things kind of stabled out a little bit. And then we were able to go in and meet with the brethren. Of course, Lisa was with me both to the Philippines and in Myanmar, and it was her first mission trip, first time meeting the people in both countries. And they welcomed her, of course, with open arms and open hearts.
Amen.
And it was just a wonderful experience. Well, we did notice that, you know, there were gas lines. The electricity was terrible. They only have electricity probably 4 hours a day on a good day. that worked against us one Sunday because I was preaching a double service there, and the church planters were there, and our home church was there, and of course there was no electricity, and then I just got dehydrated. I don't know that I've been that dehydrated a long time, so much so that, you know, you get the chills and all that later. I mean, it was and devastating. But on top of all that, with all the things that are going wrong, it's really gone bad since we've left. I just got a text yesterday from Thea James, and he said that he was in line for 4 hours behind. He counted the cars, 177 cars, to get rationed 5 liters of diesel fuel. You know, 5 liters is a little more than a gallon. And they're given that once a week. Now, the thing about that is, not only does it go in the vehicle, but the generator that Brother James has for his house and the ministry there is not on diesel fuel. And so not only are they out of electricity, they're out of diesel fuel to run the generators. So, again, things have really, really gone bad there. But on top of that, though, brother, you know, and I'm getting these texts. I forwarded you this, what James said about Bong Ong and Yen Thui Koo and Kong Toi and them living in the jungle. These guys, one of the plans that we had when we went there was to plan out the Christmas outreaches that we do every year, all of which had signed up for them. We're going to have over 30 outreaches on top of a half a dozen of these guys are in the jungle. I mean, but they're going to go ahead and carry out reaching the community. Of course, it's going to be something for even the villagers there that are involved in all this. They're out there in the jungle with our Christian brethren, you know, and they just see it as an opportunity to reach them. So we're going to have 30 outreaches anyway. We're going to reach out to over 5,000 people. In the midst of all that, you know, these guys handed out 315 Judson Bibles.
Amen.
15 people were saved in the last 3 or 4 weeks. On top of all that, these guys are like the Energizer Bunny. I mean, they just keep going. And the children's homes there are growing in number simply because of the war. The war there is really, when I mentioned the overthrow in February 1st, 2021, it was all, the military was the bad guy, and that was the only thing they had to contend with, like that wasn't bad enough. But then the rebel forces, they came together, and they called themselves the PDF. And now, of course, they're fighting government forces, but then our Christian brethren are many times in between. You know, we don't line up politically, but at the same time, if the PDF come in, and if they do anything that the military tells them to do, in which they'll have to do it because the military's pointing a gun at them when they tell them to do it.
Right.
But when they come in and they find the PDF comes in and finds out they've done the military's bidding, well, then, you know, they punish them by destroying stuff.
Wow.
And so our guys are caught in the middle, but I just did not sense, brother, that the kind of discouragement that I would have if that was happening to me among the brethren that came to visit with us. I mean, they were just looking for different ways along the way in the midst of these harsh circumstances to reach these pure Buddhists with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's beyond convicting and it's beyond encouraging. It's just phenomenal. You know, and I would say, well, that's just one of our guys. You know, well, our leadership is like that. Of course, James Lope is like that, but it's not just leadership. I mean, these guys have just bought in to truth. They've bought in to salvation by grace through faith. They bought into the reality of hell, and these guys are going there if they don't trust Christ, and it's just being played out there in a mighty way. And I can't. I'm failing to describe what Lisa and I saw when we were there, and then what has been reported since then of the things that are happening.
Brother Tim, Pastor, that's very convicting because here we have things here in our country, and we go on the street ourselves. We go down on Saturday nights, and we get some opposition, whatnot. And of course, the opposition here is somewhat different in the sense that's more of an intellectual type thing, and people, you know, giving us a hard time, that type of thing. But nothing like being caught in the vise between the military and the rebels that are fighting back against the military, and for them to have the joy of the Lord and God's heart concerning missions, to me, it's worth having this program just to let people know. Amen. And you, our listeners, particularly, that it would encourage you to pray for them. Pastor, I'm going to ask the question here, and Brother Tim, of course, you can listen in to this, but just the encouragement alone. Paul said, I have learned, and whatsoever state I am, therewith be content. Paul went through a lot. You've just recently done a thing on the missionary journeys of Paul in a great depth, and by the way, it was a blessing. Amen. Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Paul's mind concerning that and everything that he went through.
Yes, sir. Well, he said he had to learn, and we are not contented people by nature. And, you know, you could use the term, God puts us through the college of contentment, and because of something that has to be learned. And, you know, when you hear about people who have so little and going through so much struggle, and yet they are joyful and their joy is in the Lord and it's not in things, you know, we're reminded that this life consisteth not of the things which we possess,
right,
of what man possesseth. And right, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And set our affection on things above and not on things on this earth. And we know one of the struggles living in a country that has much and that is blessed is the lust of other things coming into our heart and choking the word of God. And, you know, seeing so much around us that can get your eyes and your heart. And that's why we're warned so much about covetousness in the scripture. But I'm so thankful for, you know, these brethren that with the little they have, not only are they, you know, thankful to the Lord for it, but they also share it with others that don't have. And so truly it is convicting.
You know, and it is that giving heart, Brother yeah. Tim, that, and when a man is not covetous, when he has God's mind and God's heart on something Amen. Like that, then certainly, and I know, and I'm going back to Mr. Judson, it's still called today, how that man and his wives, Mr. Judson had three wives, the first two passed away in the ministry yeah. there, and right. And all of these people were just giving people because they understood the necessity of the gospel and how that people, if they don't hear it, they'll never ever, as you said, Brother Tim, they'll perish in hell away from the presence of God. And these men that are in the ministry there, they certainly understand the need of the light of the word of God. Brother Tim, yes. you mentioned long lines of for fuel and limited means and whatnot. You and I both know, and Pastor does as well, about a recent article just here in the last few days that has come out about what is going on with regard to the military dictatorship there in Myanmar and the fact that it is, in essence, collapsing. What is going on with that as far as what you know and what you've seen, and perhaps just give us an idea of maybe what would come out of that. Would something better or something worse?
Well, I can only make a prediction based on, you know, what I've seen. Well, I think I've got my thumb on the pulse of the situation there, both with the rebels and the government. And really the tragedy behind the collapse of this government would be, I fear, that China would come sweeping in and be the big guy and just come in and play the role that America used to play when it came to being the good guy. And China, of course, is their government is set up to take and not give anything back. And I'm sure whatever they take, they won't get back. And I think that even though this thing's bad. The government, the military government, the military junta, and the way that they rule is terrible. The timing of a collapse of that government is not good as far as the Burmese people go. And it's not good for us because we don't have the administration on our end that would go in and do the right thing when it comes to China. It's my opinion. And I think it would get worse. Some would say, well, it gets worse before it gets better, but I wouldn't see a silver lining right now if things just collapse, and they are collapsing. So, I fear we're just going to have to pray harder and do all that we can do when we can do it. But I fear for the collapse of that government, as bad as it is. I don't see things in place to fix it.
And Brother Tim, the need for prayer is even more pressing now than ever with regard to our folks there. The boots on the ground, as we say there, and again, being caught in that vise between the rebels and the military there. Brother Tim, I our God is still on the throne. I want to remind myself of that. I want to remind our listeners of that. And we can look at the downside, if you would. And also that the positive side of things is that our brethren are still out there with a heart for the Lord, and they're reaching people. You gave me three different individuals, and these men are teachers when it comes to the matters of being in the field and teaching the Word of God and reaching people. And these are three different men, and I wanted to just deal with them individually for a minute, if you would comment on each one of these. And we're certainly, before the end of the program, going to pray for them. But Seiya Brong Ong, A-U-N-G, and if you're listening and you're writing that down, if you're writing these names down, then certainly for prayer, then we certainly ask you to please do so. But Seiya, which means teacher, by the way, Brong Ong, some comments here, brother. It says he's been in the last month, been forced to hide in the jungle where they're facing a lot of struggles right now. Comment, first of all, on this dear brother.
Well, Brong Ong came to us several years ago, brother, just from the beginning. And just been very, very zealous for the things of the Lord. And he would come, on a six-hour bus ride twice a month, to our training. And so then when the war broke out, of course, he just happened to be right there in the war zone in the north. That's the northwestern part of the country. And so he's been, suffering through it. And then again, the dilemma he and these others that we'll talk about are in now is not just facing, the military forces, but also the PDF as they fight the military. And so this forces him, not just he and his church, not into the jungle, but the whole village. And so he's really looking for an opportunity during this Christmas outreach to reach some Buddhist and some Chinese families as well. There are some Chinese folks that come in and work in his region. And so they're praying about reaching them.
Amen. Seiya Yin Ko. It says here they have been under continual attacks in their village. They've had to flee for their lives again. They have built recently a small church meeting place at a place of safety, at least from what he said. And now they are preparing to do a Christmas outreach as well. He said they've invited Buddhist families to come. Brother, where are they? And comment on this group.
Yeah, he's not too far from Brong Ong. They're in different regions, but in the northwest part. And we, last time, it was last time or the time before last, we mentioned Yentwe Ku as a prayer request because he had had to leave the village for the first time. And then he had come back and was building a temporary lot materials church or place to meet, thinking that this wouldn't happen again. But it's happened several times since then. And this has happened over the period of the last 6 or 9 months. And so now they've built a lot of materials. When I say lot of materials, I'm talking about bamboo and nipah, and build a place, you know, to meet so that they can have primarily not just church services, but right here at Christmas, have this outreach program that's been very, very effective in the past. The Buddhists are very infatuated with Christmas, and they'll come and they'll hear. And so he's gearing up to do that.
Amen. Pastor, Brother Tim did share with us not too long ago several photos of Brother Kong Toy, who we're getting ready to talk about. And Brother Tim, Pastor put those up for us to see. And basically, and Pastor, you being a builder, how that the effort that these men put into just for a simple tarp-covered framework.
Sure.
You know, to me, it's very simple, and yet it works for them. I remember you were particularly impressed with what they did.
Yeah, amen. That they dig holes without having post hole diggers.
Yeah,
amen.
That's
good. Right.
I remember you. Hey, that's a lot of work exactly. for those guys, for sure.
Yeah.
And if by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Tim Falk, who is with Reach International Ministries, and our dear friend who gives us updates on the brethren. Our ministers and ministry brethren there in the nation of Burma or Myanmar. And he's been describing not only what these men are doing, but also what's going on as far as the political climate there right now. Seya Kong Toy, he's very familiar to us. We actually support him from Gethsemane here. Says, due to a recent attack, he has had to leave again. Brother Tim, tell us about Brother Kong Toy.
Well, say Kong Toy and his wife came to our training when we were there in November. And it really just breaks your heart, brother, because of the conditions they had to travel in to get there. He and his wife wore the best they had. It's like you know, an outfit they would wear to a wedding, you know, and they kept those pristine, you know, while they were there with us. And just a big time encouragement. And we sitting there listening to all the things that they've gone through since 2021. And now the extra dimension of the PDF being just as severe of a persecutor that the military is. And for them, and now this was news to me when I received this text that they were going to have to flee again because they just have gotten back into their village from visiting us in November. So, they just couldn't get back there because of the fighting between the PDF and the military. And now they finally get back there, and now they're going to have to flee again. So he does have a plan to do a Christmas outreach. I don't know how he would do it. It's going to be a very remote way to do it. But he's you know, bent on trying to reach these guys.
Pastor, you've got to appreciate the heart of these men.
Amen.
Who continue to go day in and day out. And, man, just what a blessing indeed to hear about these men. Saya Kong Toy, Saya Yenkwe Ko, rather, and Saya Brong Ong. These three men who are certainly an incredible example. And Brother Tim, as you said, you cannot describe really aptly what these men are doing and how they continue in the grace of God. We all continue in the grace of God, but I just can't help but think that our Lord is certainly got his hand upon them and that he would protect them. Last of all, Brother Tim, comment on Brother James Lova and just the overall work there. And then we're going to take a moment to pray for these men.
Well, Yangon was protected because it was the biggest city in the country. But now prayer request after prayer request comes from Brother James that a lot of young people are being arrested in their city every day. Two young people got shot just the other day. Of course, the fuel crisis we've already mentioned. Main roads are empty. He sent a text yesterday saying that a lot of trucks, their supply chain is messed up because they can't get the fuel to deliver things. So even in the city, they're having trials and tribulations. And then one thing that he's really burdened for, brother, are these orphans that line the streets of Yangon. I mean, they do what they can. James and the church, Hope Baptist Church, but we don't have an organized downtown children's home, and he really has a burden to do that. Again, right in the midst of all this, he and these guys, the way they think is just how can we position ourselves to better minister to the need that's here?
Yes,
and that's what he's doing. And so, and his wife Grace, of course, has had cancer, had radiation, and chemo. She's up next month. She'll have to get another surgery. She has a tumor on her shoulder. So pray for that family. Pray for her health.
Amen.
And while we were there, she was tremendously, she was in that, she was healthy. And then she had a bad spell after we left, and then they're going to have to do further surgery next month. So but do pray for Brother James, his wife, and his two kids, Emmanuel and Abigail, and for Hope Baptist Church.
Amen. Brother, Pastor Steve Williamson, as is our custom here, we've certainly heard a lot already this morning, and certainly the need for prayer for these folks, for our dear brethren there, and for what's going on, and pray for this, if you would, and you that are listening right at this moment, or if you're listening to this podcast later, stop, and if you would, just take a moment to pray for these dear brethren who are ministering unto the Lord and unto the lost of Myanmar. Pastor, if you would, pray.
Yes, let's pray. Father, certainly just the things that we have heard have caused our hearts to be burdened even greater than what they already were. And Lord, we pray for all of our brethren there, all their names that were mentioned, Brother James and Kong Toy and these other men, and so many of the churches there and the believers. And Lord, I just think about the lack that they've already had outside of this war issue and the lack that they've suffered without even having to flee from their homes and hide in the mountains and the woods and not knowing where to get food and water and when they'll get back home, and then they get home and have to leave again. And Lord, just all the hardness. And I know you told us to endure hardness as good soldiers. And truly it makes it seem to me all that we go through here so easy compared to all that they're facing. And I pray that you look upon our brethren, that you'll do great and mighty things for them. Lord, do miracles for them. Amen. I pray that you'll answer their prayers. Lord, help them. Times of fleeing of coldness and hunger and thirst and uncertainty and fears within and fears without, just so many things that they're dealing with. And as they still try to share the gospel and win people to Christ and keep a right spirit, keep joy in their hearts, and Lord, love you with a perfect heart fervently. And I just pray that you'll bless them. God, give them souls for their labors. I pray, Lord, that they'll truly find their strength and their joy in you and in the things of God.
Amen.
And Father, we just pray for all their needs, that you'll meet them in such unusual ways that they'll have such joy in testifying of the greatness of our God, how he can provide, how he can do the impossible, how you can do something out of nothing. And so we do pray, Lord, for Brother Tim. You continue to bless as he stays in contact and a part that he could play in informing others, that we could be of a help even financially, not only in prayer, but financially to help relieve the burden of these brethren. Pray your blessings upon them now and their churches and all their effort. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Brother Tim, give us a contact email and how folks can get a hold of you if they want to help.
Okay, our address is Reach International Ministries, P.O. Box 1212, Midland, Michigan, 48640. That's 48641. The church is 48641. And my email is trrfalk@gmail.com. And our website, Brother Blake, is www.reachmyworld.com.
ReachMyWorld.com, okay.
ReachMyWorld.com.
Brother Tim Falk, Reach International Ministries. Brother, thank you for being with us here on Wheat Among the Tares. It's been a blessing and a pleasure to have you aboard this day. And trust the Lord will bless you and help you and Sister Lisa and the folks there. And may God bless you, my brother.
Thank you so much, brother. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Lord bless. Have a great Christmas.
You too, my brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pastor, I don't know how else to say it other than, oh, my word, what a glorious thing that the Lord is strengthening our brethren there in Burma. Thank you for your prayer for them. Yes. And, folks, I want to thank you for joining us here this morning for Wheat Among the Tares. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. We trust that the matters that we have conveyed to you this day, you'll be mindful to pray for our brethren there in Myanmar. Thanks again for joining us. Trust you'll have a blessed day.